Booster Club volunteers rally support and raise money for each of the 21 men's and women's athletic teams at the U of M. The money they raise is generally used to supplement budgets for athletic equipment and facilities. But the U of M Audits Department recommended in March that the university clarify its policy on the use of Booster Club funds. The auditor said money is sometimes dedicated for purposes that are not appropriate university expenses, such as a $9,000 trip to Las Vegas for the men's basketball coaches and their spouses. University General Counsel Mark Rotenberg says the task force named by UDOF will make recommendations to clarify how the money should be used.
All of these booster clubs are independent organizations. They are not university departments, and so are not under Regents authority or control, but they are organized for the purpose of helping our men and women student athletes. And so in that respect, we want to be sure that everyone has a clear understanding of the whys and wherefores of those funds and how they're accounted for.
Rotenberg will oversee the five-member task force, which will report to UDOF by June 4th. Rotenberg says the work of the Booster Club Task Force will be unrelated to an investigation of possible academic fraud in the men's basketball program.
This task force will not be looking backwards in time to point fingers or find facts and determine whether misconduct occurred. This task force is supposed to look forward and recommend to him policies that may be necessary to assure public accountability for booster funds.
UDOF instructed the men's and women's athletic directors that while the task force is conducting its review, booster club funds should not be spent on gifts for university staff. In a memo, UDOF says he understands that 20 of the university's 21 booster clubs already follow that guideline. The exception would be the Golden Dunkers, whose members raise about $100,000 a year for the men's basketball team. In addition to paying for coaching staff trips to Las Vegas, the Dunkers presented Coach Clem Haskins with a new truck after the Gophers' 1997 trip to the Final Four. Steve Urban, the incoming president of the Golden Dunkers, says club members agree with UDOF that the task force will be beneficial.
Most of the people that are in the Golden Dunkers are people that are supporting the program, not trying to go around the program or anything. And so we want to work with the university and the athletic department to make it easy for everyone and to make sure that everything is working properly according to all rules and regulations.
Urban says UDOF is showing leadership by forming the task force, and he thinks the process will ultimately strengthen the booster club tradition.
We're looking for that leadership from the university, and I think that that's going to make it everything much easier for all people involved, from a coach to a player to a fan to a Golden Dunker.
The task force will be chaired by Thomas Sullivan, the dean of the university's law school. I'm William Wilcoxon, Minnesota Public Radio.